Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Hei. The Mishnah says, Maisa Shebo Shnaim Ve'omru Rinuhu Shachris B'Mizrach Ve'arvis B'Mairav. There was a story that two people came and said, we saw the moon in the morning in the east and in the evening in the west. Omrav Yechonam Ben-Nuri Edei Sheker Heim. Rav Yechon ben Uri said that they're false witnesses. Kishabo li Yavne, Kiblon Rabban Gamliel, and yet when they came to Yavne, Rabban Gamliel accepted them. Rashi says b'shem Rabbi Yisov that what the Eidim meant was renew shachris b'mizrach es hayishana, va'arvis b'mayrev es hachadosha. We saw the old moon in the morning in the east, and the new moon in the evening in the west. Rav Yechon ben Uri said edei sheker heim the kaimolon esrim barbo ashoi mechsi siara. Because we hold, the Gemara says on Daf Chof Amud Beis, that there's a 24-hour period that the moon is covered, that the moon is invisible. From the time the old moon becomes invisible until the new moon becomes visible, there's a 24-hour time lapse. So how is it possible that the Edom said that we saw the old moon in the morning in the east and the new moon in the evening in the west just 12 hours later? Rashi's bothered with this pshat, because if so, why did Rabbi Gamliel accept them? The Gemara says, Tanya Omer Lehem Rabbi Gamliel L'Chachamim, Kach Mekublani Mibeis Avi Abba, Pomem Shabba Baruchah, Pomem Shabba B'Ktsara. Rabbi Gamliel explained the reason why he accepted this Eidos is because sometimes the moon takes a long route and sometimes it goes shorter. As if to say that Rabbi Gamliel was saying, I have a Kabbalah that sometimes the moon can be seen quicker. But Frecht Rashi, this is how the Ran explains Rashi, that Esen Barbo Shoyim Echsi Siyara is a fact. How is it possible that Rav Gamliel could say that Pa'amim Shabbat B'Ktzara, that sometimes the moon comes quicker? Therefore Rashi rejects the Pshat of his Rabbeim. Lemaisa, Tosfos says B'Shem the Yerushalmi, that like this pshat of the rabbis of Shal Rashi. So what do we do with Rashi's kasha? Tosis is also bothered with this. So the Rashba and Avchav Amid Beis and the Ritva over here, they both say that Rav Gamliel held that Esrim Arba Shoyim Michsi Siara is only Al Derech Roiv. Roiv Pa'amim, normally speaking, there's a 24-hour time lapse that you cannot see the moon. But there is a mute pa'amim, sometimes the moon can come quicker. And that's what Rav Gamliel meant, pa'amim sheba b'ktzara, that sometimes the moon could come quicker. Rashi says a different pshat, that what the Eidim meant when they said, we knew shachris b'mizrach v'arvis b'mayrav, was that we saw the new moon on the 29th in the morning in the east, and then we saw the new moon again at night, on the night of the 30th, in the west. And on that, Rav Yechon ben Uri said, Eidei Sheker Heim, why? Zok Rashi, Lefi She'enom Emeheres Lorutz, B'yud Be'ishoy Shebayoy, Mitecha Mizrach, Letecha Mayrev. Because the moon doesn't go so quick in just 12 hours from the east to the west. And on that, Rav Gamliel said, Pamim Sheba Barucha, Pamim Sheba B'Ktzara. It's true, sometimes it takes longer than just 12 hours for the moon to go from Mizrach to Mairav, but sometimes it goes quicker, sometimes it's Babik Tzara, and it is possible that the moon went from Mizrach to Mairav in just 12 hours. So it comes out that according to both of these ways of learning the Mishnah, whether we learn like the Rabbis of Shal Rashi and the Yerushalmi, that the Mishnah was going on the old moon in the morning and the new moon in the evening, or according to Rashi's pshat, that they're both going on the Ria of the Levana Chadasha, this that Rav Gamliel said, Pamim Shabbat Barucha, Pamim Shabbat B'Ktzara, was to explain how both parts of the Eidos could coexist. Like the Rashba and Ritva say in the Yerushalmi, that it's because Pamim Shabbat B'Ktzara, sometimes the moon does come quicker than 24 hours. And according to Rashi's Pshat, it is possible for the moon to travel from Mizrach to Mairav in just 12 hours. However, the Rambam in his Perusha Mishnayos and the Bar Tanura both have a different way of learning the Mishnah. They both hold that it's impossible for the moon to be seen Shachris b'Mizrach v'Arvis b'Mayrev. The reason why Rambam Gamliel accepted them was because Rambam Gamliel knew, according to his astronomical calculations, that the moon was supposed to be seen that month on the night of the 30th. And therefore, since he knew that that part of the Eidus was made sense, so therefore he accepted that part of the Eidus, and he was Taila, he excused this that they said, that they saw the moon in the morning in the east in a mistake. Like the Gemara says, that on Chafhei Amud Aleph, that Tanu Rabbanon, Pamachas Niskashu Shamayim Ba'avim, one time the sky was knotted with clouds, V'niris Demus Levana Besem Mitesha L'Chaydash, and it seemed as if the moon was seen on the 29th of the month. And Rabbi Gamliel knew that it was impossible, and it was obvious that it was just something that looked like the moon, but it wasn't really the moon. So we see that there's such a concept of clouds, the formation of clouds in the sky, that could look like the moon. Says the Rambam, because Rabbi Gamliel knew, according to his calculations, that the moon was supposed to be seen on Leil Lamed, so he accepted the part of the Eidos that they said, Arvis B'mayriv, and he said, this that they said, that they saw it in the morning, was a mistake. On that, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri said, Eidei Shekerheim, says the Rambam, not because Rav Yochanan ben Nuri held that it's a contradiction, the fact that they're saying that they saw it in the morning in the east and in the evening in the west. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri would also excuse the Rias HaBoiker in a mistake if it would have been possible for the moon to be seen at night. But Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, according to his calculations, it wasn't possible for the moon to be seen yet that night because it was too close from the time of the Maylid, from the time of conjunction, till the time that they said they saw it, there wasn't enough time. Like the Gemara says, it takes 6 hours for the moon to be seen from the time of the Maylid, for the Bnei Mayrev. So therefore, Rav Yechem and Nuri said, Eidei Shekerheim, they're obvious liars. But Rav Gamliel accepted them on that, says the Gemara, that Rav Gamliel said back, Kach mekublani mibeis aviyaba, pomim shebo barucha, pomim shebo b'ktsara, that sometimes the moon can be seen quicker. Sometimes from the time of the Maylid until the moon can be seen takes quicker than the normal amount of time. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel said, since it makes sense to me, the chelik that they're saying, Arvis B'mayrev, makes sense. So therefore, he accepted that part, and he was taila, he excused the other part that they said, that they saw Shachris B'mizrach in a mistake. The Rambam needs a beer. What does this mean? Just because we have a reason to believe one chelik of the Eidos, so therefore we have a right just to say that, okay, we'll accept that chelik of the Eidos, and the other part of the Eidos will just be taila in a mistake. If there's a contradiction in the Eidos, so don't accept the Eidos. How do we have a right just to take the chelik that makes sense to us and just be taila the other chelik in a mistake? The Sefer Brichas Avram explains this al pi ha-halach and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed Sif Beis, that the Rama says, any time we're able to explain the words of the Eidim that they're not contradicting one another, we answer up their words in a way that they're not contradicting one another. For example, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Amud Aleph, let's say one Eid tells you that he saw a Maisa on the second day of the Chodesh, and another aid tells you that he saw it on the third day of the Chodesh. Says the Mishnah, we accept their aidos. We say maybe one of them knew that the previous month was Malay, that it had 30 days, and the other one didn't know. The other one thought that the previous month was Chaser, and that it was already Reish Chodesh on day 30. And since we're able to, we're able to answer up how their two eduyos can shtim, can fit with one another. So we do that. The yisoid of this din is because since edim have a cheskas kashrus, so rather than saying that the edim are contradicting one another and they're liars, we would rather, for emfer, we would rather answer up their edus in a way that it could shtim, that it does make sense, and just that they made a mistake. So too over here, since the edim are telling us one chelik that makes sense, they're telling us that they saw Arvis B'mayrev, that they saw the new moon at night in the west, which according to Rav Gamliel's calculations made sense. So he accepted that part of the edus, and he excused the other chelik of the edus that they said that they saw it in the morning in a mistake. In order that the edim shouldn't be makhish themselves, it's better to be toilin a tois rather than saying that they're liars. So it comes out that according to the way the Rashba and the Ritva explained the Yerushalmi, this that Rav Gamliel said, Pamim Sheba Barucha, Pamim Sheba B'Ktzara, was to explain how both parts of the Eidos can coexist, that they saw the old moon in the morning in the east and the new moon in the evening in the west. And according to Rashi's Pshat, that both Chalokim of the Eidos were going on the Rias Levona HaChadosha. Also, Pamim Sheba Barucha, Pamim Sheba B'Ktzara was explaining how both parts could coexist. Whereas according to the Rambam and the Bar Tanura, Pamim Sheba Barucha, Pamim Sheba B'Ktzara was just to explain how one chelik of the Eidos, the chelik of Arvis B'Mayrev, was acceptable, and that pushed us to be Taila, to excuse the other part of the Eidos in a mistake. And the emes is that the Rambam and Bar Tanura's Pshat could be another way of understanding the Rabbis of Shal Rashi and the Yerushalmi. Rashi and Taisus were bothered, how could Rav Gamliel accept this that they said, that they saw the old moon in the morning in the east and the new moon in the evening in the west? What happened to Chof Dalet Shoyi Mirsi Siara? According to the Rambam and Bar Tanura, in Achanami, the Yerushalmi doesn't mean to say that both parts of their Eidos can coexist. Just Rav Gamliel knew, according to his calculation, that the Arvis B'mayrev Chelik made sense, and therefore he excused the Rias HaBaiker in a mistake. Moving on to the next case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'oid bo shnaim v'omru, rinu bizmanai, uveleli burai loy nire. V'kiblan Rav Gamliel. Two Edom came and said that we saw the moon in its time on the 30th, but then on the night of the 31st, loy nira. Rashi learns that uveleli burai loy nira wasn't part of the words of the Edom, but rather the Bezdin and the nation were anticipating to see the new moon on the next night, and it was loy nira, wasn't seen to them. The Kiblan Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel accepted them. Rav Daisa ben Horkanis, Eidei Shekerhein. Rav Daisa ben Horkanis says they're obviously liars. Heech mi'idim al ha'isha sheyolda. How could you testify in a woman that she gave birth, or lumacher kreisa ben shenea, the next day she's still expecting? So too over here, if the rebirth, if the renewal of the moon already took place on the 30th, how's it possible that on the 31st it wasn't seen? Omer le Rabbi Shua, Raya niyas tvarecha. So Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Daisa ben Horkanis, I agree with you. So how do we explain Pshat in Rabbi Gamliel, why he accepted these Eidim? So depending on how you learn the first Chelik of the Mishnah, that affects how to understand Rabbi Gamliel over here. The Ritva L'shitasai, who learned in the first Chelik of the Mishnah, that Rabbi Gamliel said, Pamim Sheba Barucha, Pamim Sheba B'Ktzara, to explain how he accepted both parts of what they said, Renu Shachris B'Mizrach V'Arvis B'Mayrev. Over here, it's impossible that these two things can coexist. That Renu B'Zmanai, that they saw it on Lamed, Uvaleli Burei Loinira, and then on Lamed Aleph, it wasn't seen. That's impossible. So therefore, obviously, the Gemara's Pamim Sheba Barucha, Pamim Sheba B'Ktzara was not said an explanation of the second part of the Mishnah. So then what is the pshat? The Gemara doesn't tell us a pshat. So it must be, says the Ritva, that what the Mishnah says, Pehemshech HaDvarim, that Rab Gamliel sent to Rab Yeshua, Gezarni Olecha Shetava Yetzli B'maklecha of Maisecha B'imakipum Shcholi Yais B'chesh Bainach, that I am Gezer upon you, that you should come to me on the Yom Kippur that will fall out according to your calculation. And the Mishnah continues, Holach HaMotzei Rabbi Kiva Meitzar, Rabbi Kiva found that Rabbi Shua was in Tsar. Omar Loi, Yeshli Lomai Chekol Mash Osar Rabbi Gamliel Osui, Shenemar Oile Mayadei Hashem Ikrai Kodesh Asher Tikru Oisam, Bein Bizmanon Bein Shalei Bizmanon Eili Mayadei Sela Eilu. That Rabbi Kiva learned out from a Pasuk that it says, Asher Tikru Oisam, that whether it's in the right time or not in the right time, those are our Yamim Tovim, like the Gemara explains. It says, Oisam three times Chaser, and we darshan, Atem, 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 Atem Afilu Shoigigin, Atem Afilu Mezidin, Atem Afilu Mutoin, that even if Bezdin made a mistake, even if Bezdin did it on purpose the wrong day, and even if Bezdin was tricked through Eidei Sheker, still, whatever Bezdin declared as the day of Reish Chodesh, it's done. Says the Ritva, that's the pshat in Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel had already accepted the witnesses on day 30, thinking that they were Eidei Emes. In the end, it became known to Rav Gamliel that he was tricked, and they were really Eidei Sheker. But because he had already declared Reish Chodesh on day 30, so he didn't retract his kiddush. However, the Rambam Lashitasai, who learns that even in the first chelik of the Mishnah, that Pamim Shabbat Barucha, Pamim Shabbat B'Ktsara, was not to explain how both parts of the Eidos could coexist. Really, only the part of Arvis B'Mayriv was accepted. And just because Rav Gamliel knew, according to his calculations, that that part made sense, so he was Taila, he excused the other part of the Eidos in a mistake. So too, says the Rambam and the Bartanur over here as well, that because Rav Gamliel knew, according to his calculations, of Pamim Shabbat B'Ktsara, that it's possible for the moon to be seen so quickly after the Mailid, so he knew that it was possible for the moon to be seen Bizmanai, so therefore he was Taila. He said that this that it wasn't seen on the next night must have been a mistake. It must have been that there was something obscuring their vision. There must have been Arafel or some other reason that they weren't able to see it. So according to the Rambam, Rav Gamliel himself didn't have to come on to Atem Afilu Mutoin to explain why he's accepting the Eidos. This that the Mishnah brings, Atem Afilu Mutoin, is what Rav Akiva told Rav Yeshua, that even Lidvarecha Rav Yeshua, that you hold Rav Gamliel made a mistake, but still, since there's a din of Atem Afilu Mutoin, so even according to you, since Rav Gamliel already declared that day as Reish Chodesh, even if it's mistaken, it's still Chal the Kiddush. And now we could be Maisif Adavar Nechmad, which in part comes from the Sefer Avedas David, that there's another Lishitasam over here between the Ritva and the Rambam. Because the Rashash asks a question on the Mishnah. It says, "Va'oid bo shnayim ba'amru rinu bizmanay v'leli buray leinira v'kiblon Rabban Gamliel." If you look at the Seder HaMishnah, it would seem that Rabban Gamliel accepted them after it was already b'leli buray leinira. That means the 31st day of the month had already arrived, and still Rabban Gamliel accepted now on the 31st this that they said rinu bizmanay, and he was mekadish Yom Shleishim L'mafreya. So says the Rashash, so l'chayra from this Mishnah, Yavaraya Mefureshes, to the Mechudesh Dikashitas HaRambam, in Per Gimel, Mehilchus Kiddush HaChodesh Halacha Tesvav and Tesayin, that says, Bezdin Sheyoshvu Kol Yom Shleishim, Bezdin that sat the whole 30th day of the month, V'loi Bo'u Edim, and no Edim showed up, V'yishkimu Baneshef, V'ibru Es HaChodesh, and they got up early in the morning, and they were ma'abar the chodesh k'moish shebiarnu beperek zeh. Va'achar arboi chamisha yomim, bo edim rechoikim veheidu shero es ha'chodesh bezmanai shehul el shloishim. And after 4 or 5 days, edim come from far away and they testify that they saw the moon on the night of the 30th.
Vafilu bo b'seif achaydish, even if they come at the end of the month. Ma'aymin aleim iyum gadol. So we intimidate them, a great intimidation. U'matrifin noisam b'shailus, u'matrifin aleim b'bdikos, u'madaktikin b'edus, u'mishtadlin bezdin shloyikachu chaydish zeh. Ha'el v'yotzah shmeimu ober. We try to push them away, we try not to have to accept this edus. We try to confuse them in order that we should not have to retract what we did. It was already Yatzah Shmei Me'uber. The Lecha Mishnah explains in Per Gimel, Halacha Aleph, Milchus Kiddush HaChodesh, because once it was Yatzah Shmei Me'uber, there's a din of Atam Afilu Shegegin, that even if it was a mistake, but if that's what we did, so it's done already. However, says the Rambam, V'im Omdu Ha'edim Be'edusan, but if the Edim remain in their Edus, V'nimtzis M'chuvenes, if, after all our intimidations, the Edim still persevere and they get their Edus out and they tell us that they saw it, Bismanai, so Bezdin will go back and be Mekadish the Chodesh Lamafreya on Yom Lamid, which the Lecha Mishnah explains, because it's going to look bad if Bezdin doesn't retract, because everybody hears that the moon was seen bizmanai. It's like a mechzi kishikra if Bezdin will keep the ibur. So therefore, Bezdin is mekadosh the chodesh lemafreya. Al kolpanim, we see that the Rambam holds that there's such a thing as being mekadosh the chodesh lemafreya. So the Rosh Hashanah says, L'chayra, we have a proof from our Mishnah to the Shitas HaRambam. Because it says, Kiblan Rav Gamliel, even after it was Baleli Burai Lainira. But the Ritva, at the beginning of the third parak, argues on the Rambam and says, no, there's no such thing as being Mekadosh the Chaynish L'mafreya. How's the Ritva going to learn the Mishnah? Says the Rosh Hashanah, you have to say that the Ritva learned that v'kiblon Rab Gamliel means he had already accepted them bismanai. The Mishnah means renew bismanai uvaloli burei leinira. V'kiblon Rab Gamliel had already accepted them. So it comes out that the Ritva l'shitasai that has to learn that kiblon Rab Gamliel means that he had already accepted them. So the Ritva learns that the pshat in Rab Gamliel was that since at the time that he accepted them, it was, he thought they were Edei Emes, and he was already Mekadosh the Chodesh on Yom Lamed, even though afterwards it was Nizbarer, it became known to him that they were Edei Sheker, so what? Atem Afilu Mutoin. Whereas the Rambam L'shitasai, who holds that you could be Mekadosh the Chodesh L'mafreya, he took the Mishnah at face value and explains V'kiblon Rabbi Gamliel after B'leli Burai Loinira. So it must be that Rab Gamliel must have held that even after it was Bileli Burai Loinira, still what they said Renu Bismanai was Emes. Says the Rambam, the Pshat is because Pamim Shabab Iktsara, he knew according to his calculation that it was true what they said Renu Bismanai. So he was Taila this that Bileli Burai Loinira in Arafel, in something, in clouds that obscured their vision. And you can add one more nekuda, that Rashi learns Vaid bo shnayim v'amru renu bismanai u'b'leli burai leinira, that the b'leli burai leinira was not part of the words of the Edim. It just means that Bezdin and the were anticipating to see the moon on Leil Lamed Aleph, and it was not seen to them. However, the Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis says that this is all part of the Edim talking. Renu bismana yuvaleli burei loy nira. It's all part of the Edom talking. So since there's a vav hachibor over here, renu bismana yuvaleli burei loy nira, it's very mashma that the Edom came and said this whole sentence at one shot. So obviously they must have come in on Lamed Aleph, and still it says kibbutz Rab Gamliel. So it must be that Rab Gamliel is mekadosh techeidish lemafreya. Whereas according to Rashi's pshat, that B'leli Burei Leinira is not part of the Divrei HaEdim, then you can say that doichik that the Rishash says b'das haritva, that it means the Kibbutz Rav Gamliel, Rav Gamliel had already accepted them on Yom Lamed.
Moving over to Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, Re'u Bezdin Mechol Yisrael, if Bezdin and all the Yidin saw, or Nechkeru Ha'edim, or the Edim were checked out, like the Gemara explains that it's a separate case, and they didn't have a chance to say Mekudish until it got dark, Le'el Lamed Aleph, Hareze Me'uber, so then the month is Me'uber. The month has an extra day, the Chodesh is Mole, and Reish Chodesh is not till Yom Lamed Aleph. The Ritva asks a question from this Mishnah on the Shitas HaRambam that we mentioned earlier. The Rambam says in Perakim Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Halacha Tesvav and Teszayin that if after Beis Din declared the Chodesh Me'uber, Edim come 4 or 5 days later, or even at the end of the month, and they say that they saw the moon on Yom Lamed, so L'chatchila, we try to scare them off, to intimidate them, and ask them all kinds of questions, because we're not really interested in changing what we did. Even if Klapei Shemaya Galia, it's really true what the Edim are saying, but once Beis Din already declared the Chodesh Me'uber, we're not mechuyev to change. Atem afilu shegigin. However, if the Edim persevere and they're oimdin be'edusan and they say their edus that the moon was seen on Yom Lamed, then Beis Din is mekadosh the chodesh l'mafreya, and we go back and count Yom Rishon of the chodesh from Yom Lamed. Says the Ritva from this Mishnah, you see, not like that, because over here we all saw the moon on Yom Lamed, or the Edim were already checked out on Yom Lamed. So who cares that we didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh until it got dark, but the next day we should be Mekadesh the Chodesh L'mafreya. Since we have Edim, or we saw it ourselves on Yom Lamed, so we should be Mekadesh the Chodesh L'mafreya. The Ritva remains with a question on the Rambam, and the Mirtz Hashem, in the Hemshech of the Shir, we will see a yishuv for the Rambam. The Mishnah continues, Re'u Beis Din Bolvad, if only Beis Din saw the new moon, Yamdu Shnayim, two of them should get up, Yo'idu Bifneim, and testify in front of the rest of the Beis Din, V'yoimru Mekudesh Mekudesh. Case number 3, Re'u Shloisha V'hein Beis Din, if just 3 people saw it, and they are a Beis Din, Yamdu Hashnayim, two of them should get up, V'yeshivu Mechavireim Eitzel HaYachid, and they should seat from their friends next to the individual that's left, V'yoyidu Bifneim, and they should testify before them, V'yoyimru Mekudesh Mekudesh, Shein HaYachid Naman Al Yidei Atzmai, because a Yachid cannot say Mekudesh by himself. The Turei Evin is bothered that how come in the Reisha of the Mishnah it says, Re'u Bezim V'chol Yisrael Nechkeru Ha'edim, it only says Mekudesh once, whereas in the second and third cases of the Mishnah, it says V'yoidu Bifneim V'yoimru Mekudesh Mekudesh. Why does the Mishnah switch? Why in the Reisha does it say Mekudesh once, and in the second two cases of the Mishnah, it says Mekudesh twice? Says the Turei Evin on Yisoid that the Mishnah says earlier on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, Reish Beis Din Oimer Mekudesh, V'chol Ha'om Oinen Achrov Mekudesh Mekudesh. The Reish Beis Din would say Mekudesh, and everyone would answer after him, Mekudesh Mekudesh. Says the Turei Evin that it's only the Amir of the Reish Beis Din that's Ma'akev in the Kiddush. That's actually part of the Psak Din of the Kiddush. Whereas the Anias Ha'om, this that the nation answers, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, that's just the Gzeres HaKosov. But that's not Ma'akiv in the Etzem Kiddush, and that's not part of the Psak Beis Din. It's just the mitzvah Ba'alma. There's a mitzvah for the nation to answer, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. But that's not part of the Psak Din. The Mela says the Turei Evin, when in the Reisha of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah wants to bring out, why is it that the month is Me'uber? It's because it's because they didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh till it got dark. Had they had a chance to say Mekudesh, had the Rosh Bezdin had a chance to say Mekudesh, even if the nation didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, still it would not be Me'uber. That would be sufficient. The fact that the Rosh Bezdin said Mekudesh would be enough for the Kiddush to be Chal to take effect on Yom Lamed. So that's why the Mishnah only says Mekudesh once. Whereas in the Hemshecha Mishnah, the Mishnah is telling you how you should do the Kiddush HaChodesh L'Chatchila. Re'u Bezdin Bolvad, if only Bezdin saw it, Yamdu Shnayim V'yoidu Bifneim V'yoimru Mekudesh Mekudesh. Over here it's not an issue that there's not enough time. The Mishnah is telling you, if only Bezdin saw it, what should you do? Two people should get up and testify and say Mekudesh Mekudesh. And the last case of the Mishnah is telling you when three people saw it, and they're a Bezdin, two of them should get up, and they should seat from their friends next to the Yachid and testify in front of them. But Yoimru Mekudesh Mekudesh. So the Mishnah is telling you, L'chatchila, what you're supposed to do. But in the Reisha, we're telling you, because they didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh, that's why it's Me'uber. So over there we only say the Chelek, that's Ma'akiv. Lefi this Yesod, the Igris Moshe in Arachayim Chelek Aleph Simen Kufman Beis wants to answer up a Shver Magen Avram. The Magen Avram in Arachayim Simen Tuf Yud Zayin Sifkot and Aleph says, Noagu Lamoid B'Shas Amiras Reish Chedesh B'Yoyim Ployni Dugmas Kiddush HaChedesh Shehoya Me'umad. That when we're Mevarech the Chodesh on Shabbos Mevarchim, when we say that Reish Chodesh will be B'yayim Pliny, the minig is to stand just like by Kiddush HaChodesh they used to stand. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Agos on Shulchan Aruch over there, says, Ba'ar Anoichi V'lo Yadati Heichon Motzinu De Kiddush HaChodesh Hi Me'umad. I don't know, where do we find that Kiddush HaChodesh was done standing? V'adarabah, b'reish paragimel d'reish Hashana mashma shehoya meyushiv. Adarabah, the Mishnah over here says, v'yeshivu mechavireyem etzel hayachid, v'yomru mekudesh mekudesh, that they seat from their friends next to the individual and they say mekudesh mekudesh. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you see that they did Kiddush HaChodesh sitting. Rav Moshe, being mechaven to the side of the Turei Evan, answers that by Kiddush HaChodesh there were two parts. There was the Psak Bezdin, and there was the Anias Ha'am of Mekudesh Mekudesh. The Rosh Bezdin saying Mekudesh, that was the Gemar of the Psak Bezdin, and like any Psak Bezdin, it had to be done by Yeshiva. However, the Anias Ha'am, which was the mitzvah ba'alma, was done standing. First of all, mitzvahs are generally done standing, like we find by Hallel, Lulav, and Shofar. Secondly, the nation that was there, bivadai, says Rav Moshe, stood. Als kovod of the Bezdin, they stood. And a remez lozeh, he says, is from the Mishnah in Yevamis, Kuvav Amid Beis, by the din of Chalitza, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, mitzvah al kol ha'imdim sham loimar chalutz hanal. There's a mitzvah on the all, everyone standing there to answer chalutz hanal. And the Lashon HaMishnah is mitzvah al kol ha'imdim sham. So you see that the nation stood in Bezdin. Especially over here, says Rav Moshe, that the Bezdin that's needed for Kiddush HaChodesh is even a more chash of a Bezdin than the Bezdin of Chalitza. They have to have smicha, like we'll see in Mirtz Hashem, behem shechat varim. So certainly the nation stood. Now, when we are Mevarech the Chodesh, is it keneged the Psak Bezdin, the Amir of the Reish Bezdin, and the Psak Bezdin, or is it keneged the Anias Ha'am? Says Rav Moshe that the Ramban tells us in his Hasagis to the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam in Mitzvah Saseh Kufnun Gimel that Rav Hillel HaNasi was already Mekadesh all the Chadoshim from his times until Yemais HaMashiach. That psak was already done. What we are doing when we're Mevarech the Chaydesh and we're declaring Reish Chaydesh Pliny, Yieh B'yayim Pliny, it's Keneged Da Nias Ha'om of Mekudesh Mekudesh. And that was done standing. That's what the Magen Avraham means, that when we're Mevarech the Chaydesh, we should do it standing. This, that the Mishnah says, Ra'u Shloisha V'hein Bezdin Yamdu Ashnayim V'yoshivu Mechavireim Eitzel HaYachid V'yoidu V'fneim V'yomru Mekudesh Mekudesh Rimki Veger's Kasha. That's because the Mishnah is talking about the Psak Bezdin. For that, you need Yoshivu Mechavireim. And Enochinami, Rav Moshe says that Lefizeh, you have to be Magia the Mishnah, not V'yomru Mekudesh Mekudesh, but rather V'yomru Mekudesh, because it's only the Amira of Mekudesh one time that's part of the Psak Bezdin. Moving on to the next inyan, in the middle bava, the Mishnah says, Re'u bezdin bilvad, yamdu shnayim v'yoidu b'fneim v'yoimru mekudesh mekudesh. Then in the last bava, the Mishnah says, Re'u shloisha v'hein bezdin, yamdu hashnayim, v'yoshivu mechavireim etzel hayachid v'yoidu b'fneim v'yoimru mekudesh mekudesh, shein hayachid nemon alidei atzmai. Tosfos says, then in the middle bava, when it says Re'u Bezdin Bolvad, Perish Bezdin Shelchov Gimel, it means a Bezdin of 23. The Marsha explains that since in the middle bava, you see in the Mishnah that two of them get up and testify in front of the rest of them and they say Mekudesh Mekudesh, unlike the last case of the Mishnah where it was only three people that saw it, where they have to get from their friends to sit next to the Yachid. So you see that in the middle case, obviously we're talking about a bigger Bezdin than just a Bezdin of Gimel. So therefore Tosfos went to the next level Bezdin, to a Bezdin of Chav Gimel, and that's why they're self-sufficient and they don't have to get any outsiders to help them out. The Rashash asked a question on Tosfos, how could Tosfos say that a Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel is enough to be Mekadosh the Chaydesh? Rashi says, on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, Dibur Amaschel of Rosh Hashanah Lo Hayu Taken, that Duv Rosh Hashanah Lo Hayu Taken, Kishachol Yais Peshabbos, Elo Bebezdin HaGodel Shol Sanhedrin HaGdoyla HaMekadshin Es HaChadoshim. Rashi says that the Sanhedrin HaGdoyla was Mekadosh the Chadoshim, which was a Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, like the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin Daf Beis Amid Aleph, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was a Sanhedrin of 70. Not like Tosfos that says that a Bezdin Shel Chof Gimel is enough. Secondly, the Rishash says that the Gemara says on Chof Beis Amid Aleph that HaChedesh Hazeh Lochem Reish Chadoshim, that the Rabbanon Darshin Eidozu Tehei Mesuro Lochem, says Rashi, L'chashuvei Hador Ani Moiser Sheyikablu HaEidos V'yikachu HaChedesh, that I'm giving over to the Chashuvei Ador, to the most important members of the generation, that they should be the ones to be Mekabel the Eidos HaChaydesh and to be Mekadosh the Chaydesh. Says the Rashash, if you need Chashuvei Ador, so that's the Sanhedrin HaGdoyla. So how could Tosfos say that a Bezdin Shel Chof Gimel is sufficient to be Mekadosh the Chaydesh? And the emes is that Rabbeinu Yehoinasin Milunil on the Mishnah says that the case of Re'u Bezdin Bolvad, that Yamdu Shnayim Yoidu B'fneim means that two members of the Sanhedrin should get up and testify in front of the other 68. So you see that he's learning that you need the Sanhedrin HaGdailah. So what's the Bir HaMachlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Yehoinasin Milunil L'Umas Tosfos? It would seem that they're arguing in the Machlokes between the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Sasei Kufnun Gimel, and the Ramban over there in Hasagis. The Rambam over there says that this that it says Eidozu Tehei Mesuro Lachem means Kaloi Marsha Mitzvah Zu Eino Mesuro Lachol Ish Va'ish Abel Mitzvah Zu Lo Yasa Oysa Lo Oilam Elo Bezdin HaGodoy Levad Ube Eretz Yisrael Levad. The Rambam says that we need the Beis Din HaGadol. We need the Sanhedrin. The Ramban over there argues and says, no, we don't need the Sanhedrin. All we need is Mumchen. Kolaymar Beis Din Shenismuchu Ba'aretz Hasmicha Hayadua B'Talmud Ish Me'ish Ad Meisher Rabbeinu. We don't need the Sanhedrin HaGadol. All we need is people that are mumchim, people that have that smicha that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Ramban says it can't be that you need the Sanhedrin HaGadol, because the Mishnah says in the last case, Ru'u Shloisha V'hein Bezdin, Yamdu Ashnaim Yeshiva Mechavreim Eitzel HaYachid V'yayidu B'fneim V'yayimu Mekudish Mekudish. So you see that three people are enough. You don't need the Sanhedrin HaGadol. On that, the Megillas Esther says that Avada, even according to the Rambam, you don't need all 71 members of the Sanhedrin to do the Kiddush HaChodesh. Of course, three is enough. But those three have to be members of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, because they have to be from the Chashuvei HaDor. And this is Mefurish and Rashi in Ksubas Chafalaf Amid Beis. The Gemara over there brings our Mishnah, and Rashi says, what does it mean, Ra'u Shloisha V'hein Bezdin? V'hein Bezdin, says Rashi, means Mi Sanhedrin HaMekadshin HaSachedish. They have to be members of the Sanhedrin that are Mekadosh HaSachedish. There's another Rashi that says that you need Sanhedrin to be Mekadosh HaSachedish. The Ramban asks another question on the Rambam from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches Amud Beis, that says that 40 years before the Churban Abayis, the Sanhedrin went to Golos from the Lishkas HaGozis, and they sat down B'Chanus, a place in the Harabayis called Chanus. Why did they do that? The Gemara says, because since there were so many Reitzchim, and they weren't able to judge everybody, so they said, it's better if we go to Golos from place to place in order that they shouldn't be Chayiv. Because it says, V'asisa al piyadovar asher agidu l'cha min amokim ahu, min lamed sh'amokim gairim. Rashi explains that we can't judge Dinei Nefoshes even with the Sanhedrin Ketana Shebechol Ir, Elo Bizman Shehoisa Sanhedrin Gedoyle B'Yeshivaso V'mokem HaMiyuchid Lo V'hu Lishkas HaGozis. Melamed Shehamokem Goyrim tells us that even the smaller Sanhedrins, even a Bezdin Shalchav Gimel, cannot pass in Dinei Nefoshes unless the Sanhedrin HaGedoyle are B'mkoymam. So you see from here, says the Ramban, that already 40 years before the Churban, the Sanhedrin lost their din Sanhedrin. And yet, v'yoduahu b'kama b'kaymis b'gemara, shohu oisin kachad zman korev l'stima satalmud, that even in the times of the Amoraim, many years after the Churban, they were still mekadesh al piriya. So it must be that you don't need the Sanhedrin to be mekadesh the chodesh, but rather mumchim, smuchin, are enough, and that's what the pasuk means, Eidazut Hemesura Lachem. It means people like you that have smicha. The Leiv Sameach says, Vedas HaRambam, that the Rambam learned that Gemara that says, Melamed Shamokim Goyrim, that the Sanhedrin have to be Bimkaimam in order to judge Dinei Nefashes, is a localized din in Dinei Nefashes. And it's Meduyik like that in Rashi and Tosis over there as well. But Avada, concerning all other halachis, the din Sanhedrin was still Kayam even after they left their Makayim. And it was Kayam even in the times of the Amoraim. So Lefi Zeh, we have a very beautiful explanation of the Machlekes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Yohanan Milunil, the Umas Taisvis. Rashi and Rabbeinu Yohanan Milunil hold like the Rambam. And therefore, Rabbeinu Yohanan Milunil had to explain that when the Mishnah says Ru'u Bezdin Bovad, which obviously is talking about a Bezdin that's more than just Shalisha, because that's the last case of the Mishnah, obviously the middle case is talking about a bigger Bezdin. A bigger Bezdin, he looks for the Sanhedrin HaGedola, because the Bezdin Shalchav Gimel, the smaller Batei Dinim that they had to judge Dinei Nefashos, were not members of the Sanhedrin HaGedola, and they were not Roy to Paskin Kiddush HaChodesh. However, Tosfos will hold like the Ramban that you don't need Sanhedrin HaGedola, all you need is Mumchin, all you need is Smuchim, and therefore Tosfos says a Bezdin Shalchav Gimel is enough, because the Rambam says in Perek Dalet, Mehilcha Sanhedrin Alacha Aleph, that the members of the Bezin HaGadol and the members of the Sanhedrin Ketana of Chav Gimel and the Bezin of Gimel, which the Rambam means for Kenosais, all have to have that special smicha that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So since, like the Marsha said, that the middle Bava is mevur that we have more than just three people, they're self-sufficient, so Tosis went to the next level Bezdin, which is Bezdin Shel Chof Gimel. Tosis sees no need to go to the Sanhedrin Agdela. Whereas Rabbeinu Yehoinu Simri Lunil, who holds like the Rambam, had to look for the Bezdin Haggadah. Moving on to the Gemara asks a question that if we already said that Ra'u Bezdin V'chol Yisrael, that if Bezdin and all the Yidin saw the moon on the 30th day, and like Yispiku Loimar Mekudesh Hatshech HaShecha, and they didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh till it got dark, it's Me'uber, even though it was already Ifarsim Allah, even though it was already Nisparsim, that everybody knew that the moon was seen on the 30th day, but still, since they didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh until it got dark, it's Me'uber, then why does the Mishnah have to say a second case of Nechkiru Ha'edim, that if the Edim were checked and they didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh, it's Me'uber? It's a kolshkein. So the Gemara says that Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought to have Chakiras Edim Ketchilas Din, that the checking out of the Edim should be like the beginning of the Din, Umekudesh Mekudesh Kigmar Din, Velikachi Belelio, and we should be Mekadesh it at night, Midi Dahava Dine Mominis, just like we find by Dine Mominis, Ditznan, Dine Mominis, Donin Bayayim, Begayim Balayla, that Dine Mominis you can judge by day. You start the din by day and you can finish it by night. Hachanami mekachin belelya. So you would think that over here also, since they already did the checking out of the Eidim by day so they can be mekadesh it at night, kamash malon, that's why the Mishnah says no, that even by a case of nechkru ha'edim, still if they didn't have a chance to say mekudesh till it got dark, it's mu'uber. So the Gemara asks, ve'ema hachanami, why taka is it different than dinei mominis? Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ki choik li Yisrael hu mishpot li leke Yaakov. Eimas havi choik bigmar din. Vikakori le rachmono mishpot, ma mishpot bayoim, afachanami bayoim. Since the Torah calls the gmar din over here mishpot, so just like mishpot has to be done by day, so too over here, even the gmar din, even the choik, has to be done by day. So the Rashba asks a question over here. It sounds like from the Gemara that the only reason why we're not Mekadosh the Chodesh at night is only because we have a Pasuk that tells us that even the Gemara Din has to be done by Yoim. But if not for that, we would have been able to be Mekadosh the Chodesh at night, although it's already Leil Lamed Aleph. That means we're able to be Mekadosh the Chodesh Lamafreya. We're allowed to be Mekadosh the Chodesh retroactively. So if so, even after we have a pasuk that tells us you can't do it by night, well, why can't you do it the next day? The next day, Gemar Din is being done by Yoim, so be Mekadosh the Chodesh Lamafreya the next day. Answers the Rashba, V'yesh Loimar, Debish Lama Ihava Efshur Likidushay Balayla. Very good. If we would have been able to be Mekadosh the Chodesh at night, Nicha, then it would have been good. The holy afsakes man shenei roi lekadesh, because then there was no interruption of a time that was not fit to be mekadesh. Aval hashda, but now damrinon, that we say deif shel legomrei liyos balayla, but now that we're saying you're not able to complete the din at night, heichi mekachina leila machar, how could we be mekadesh the chodesh the next day? Kivon de Ovar Bein Hadoas Ha'edim Legomroi Zman Sheinei Royin Lekadesh Boi. Since between the time that the Edim testified and the completion of the Din, there passed a time that it was not fit to be Mekadesh the Chodesh in it, Havadai Mikivon de Afsake Zman Sheinei Roy Ein Roy Lekadesh Lachar Zman. So since there was an interruption of a time that it was not fit to be Mekadesh during that time, then you can't be Mekadesh Lachar Zman. The Rashba is saying that in the Havamin of the Gemara that you were able to be Mekadosh the Chodesh Balayla, so then
since there was no time lapse, there was no interruption of a time that was not fit to be Mekadesh, because straight from Yom Lamed into Leil Lamed Aleph was always a Zman that was Roy Lekiddush, so then there's no problem of Lemafreya. But once it's already the next day, Lemaskonas HaGemara, that you can't be Mekadesh Lechidush Balayla, so there was a hefzik, an interruption of a time that was not fit to be Mekadesh, so then you can't be Mekadesh Lechidush Lemafreya. Comes along the Ran, and he brings the Rashba's Teretz, and he says, V'loinichali b'hai peruka, I don't like this Teretz. What the Ran means to say is, what's the difference if there's an interruption of a time that was not fit to be Mekadesh Lechidush in it? If you see that you could be Mekadesh Lechidush Lemafreya at night, so why can't you be Mekadesh Lechidush Lemafreya the next day? What's the difference that there was a time lapse that was not fit to be Mekadesh Lechidush in it? Be Mekadesh Lechidush Lemafreya. Says the Ran, a different pshat. There's a basic difference between the Havamin of the Gemara, in which we would have been able to be Gomer the Din Balayla, and the Maskana, in which we can't be Gomer the Din Balayla. In the Havamin of the Gemara, that we compare Kiddush HaChedesh to Dinei Mominis, so the Yisayid HaDvarim would be just like by Dinei Mominis. By Dinei Mominis, this that done in Bayoyim B'Gomer Balayla, says the Ran, is because Kula Milsa Basar Tchilas Din Shadin Anla. That even the Saif Din is Nigrar, is geschlept after the Tchilas Din. And it's Ki'ilu Nigmar Bayoyim Dami. It's as if even the Gmar Din happened by day. Since the Tchilas Adin was Bayoyim, so therefore the Gmar that's being done by Laila, since it's just a completion of a Din that started already by day, we put the Gemar Basar da Haschala, and it's Nigrar, it's pulled back, it's geschlept after the Haschala, and therefore it's Ki'ilu Nigmar Bayoyim Dami, it's as if it was completed by day. So that's why in the Havamin of the Gemara, we would have been able to be Mekadesh the Chodesh at night, because it's not considered Lemafreya. Because since it's Ki'ilu Nigmar Bayoyim Dami, we consider the Saif, Basar the Haschala, and as long as the Haschala was Bayayim, so anything that's connected back to that Haschala, it's as if it was Nigmar Bayayim, so therefore it's not considered the Mafreya. But Lemaskana, that even the Gemar needs Yayim, and you can't do it by Laila, so that shows that we don't connect the Gemar back to the Haschala and consider it like it's Nigmar Bayayim. But rather the Saif needs Yoim just like the Tchila needs Yoim. The Saif is not just a tuffle, not just a secondary thing to the Iker, which is the Haschala, that as long as the Haschala was by Yoim, it's Ki'ilu, it was completed by Yoim. No, it needs Yoim mitzad atzmai. So if so, when you are Mekadesh the Chodesh on Yoim Lamed Aleph, we can't link it back to yesterday's Haschala to say that it's Ki'ilu, it was Nigmar on Yom Lamed. So therefore we have a problem of Kiddush Lemafreya, that you can't be Mekadosh it Lemafreya. The Ran's Teretz is very understandable, but what could be the beer in the Rashba's Teretz? The Sefer Avodas David wants to say the following, B'teisefes Neifach Mishali. The Gemara asks on the middle case of the Mishnah of Ra'u Bezdin, Yamdu Shnayim V'yoidu Bifneyem, that V'amai Loitei Shmiya Gedoyla Meriah. If Bezdin alone saw it, why do two members of the Bezdin have to get up and testify in front of the rest? Why don't we say Loitei Shmiya Gedoyla Meriah, that hearing can't be better than seeing it themselves? Says Rashi, why should two of them get up and testify? They all saw it. Let them just be Mekadesh the Chodesh with their own Riyah. Because the hearing from Edim can't be better than seeing it themselves. The Hagabi Edus HaChodesh, like Siv Edus Ela Kazere Vekadesh. very yisaidistic Rashi, that Rashi says the whole Gemara's kasha is only because by Eidus HaChedesh it doesn't say Eidus. It just says Kozera Evikadesh. Hashem told Moshe HaChedesh Hazeh Lochem Reish Chodoshim. And the Gemara darshins on Daf Chaf Kozera Evikadesh. That Hashem told Moshe, like this moon, see and be Mekadesh. That means you don't need Eidus over here. Hashem was talking to Moshe, to the Dayan, and he said, Kazera Eve Kadesh. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, in other words, Rashi Shita is in an area where the Torah said you need Eidus. The Gemara would not ask, you need Eidus. The Gemara's whole question over here is only because by Eidus HaChedesh, it doesn't say Eidus, it just says Kazera Eve Kadesh. On that, the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Zeira, Kigoin Sharu Balaila. Says Rashi, Hilkoch Lemachar Yilav Shmiya Al Mayikachu. Since they saw it at night, so therefore the next day, if not for them hearing over the Eidos, based on what can they be Mekadesh? Rashi needs a beer. What do you mean, based on what can they be Mekadesh? Why can't they be Mekadesh based on last night's Ria? I once heard the beer in Rashi, that Rashi is saying that in order to be considered Kozera Eve Kadesh, we need that the Ria has to be here lefoneinu. The Ria has to be Kayam. But if the Ria happened last night, Bezdin can't be Mekadesh in the morning based on last night's Ria. That Ria is bottled. That Ria is not here anymore. Now it's just a memory. That's not Kozera Eve Kadesh. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger on this Mishnah speaks out that according to Rashi, not only by Re'u Balayla would Bezdin not be able to be Mekadesh the next day based on their Ria, but even if Bezdin saw it on Seif Yom Chavtes, even if they saw it by Yom, but they didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh until it got dark, the next morning they can't be Mekadesh the Chodesh based on their Ria. Because Amayakachu, the Ria's not here anymore. So now we have to understand, according to Rashi, that by Eidus HaChedesh, it doesn't say Eidus, it just says Kazera Eve Kadesh. So then, why Taka does Eidus work? The whole Masechta is full of cases of Eidus working for Kiddush HaChedesh. Where's the Mekar for Eidus? So you could say that Eidus works because of the Kala Teira Kula Dikadin, that the Teira says, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yumas Ameis. We know that Eidus works in Kala Teira Kula. So, Kazera Eve Kadesh doesn't mean La Fuke, the regular Halacha of Eidus. It just means, in addition to the regular Halacha of Eidus that we have in Kala Teira Kula, there's also a din that Hashem told Moshe, Kazera Eve Kadesh, that the Dayan himself can be Mekadesh based on his own Ria. However, if you look in Rashi on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, you see that that's not the Pshat. Rashi on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskel Alo Ria, the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah Lekadesh Alo Ria. Says Rashi, what does it mean Alo Ria? Al Pi Eidim, Dichsiv Achedesh Azalachem, Reish Chodoshim, Kozere Eve Kadesh. Rashi says that the Mekar, that Eidus works for Kiddush HaChedesh, comes from Kazera Eve Kadesh. So what's going on over here? Rashi by us says that from Kazera Eve Kadesh, you see that you don't need Eidus. The Rias Dayanim is enough. And yet Rashi and Daf Chav says that from Kazera Eve Kadesh, we see that Eidim work. Al Karchach, you see that Rashi holds that even though Kazera Eve Kadesh was said to Moshe, to the Dayanim. But if the Dayanim hear from the Eidim, that's also a kiyum of Kozera Eve Kadesh. There's two ways that the Bezdin can see the new moon. They can either see the new moon through their own Ria, or Bezdin can see the new moon through Eidim bringing them the Ria. Since there's a parsha of Eidos in the Torah, that Eidim are believed, so when Eidim tell the Bezdin that they saw the new moon, So now Beis Din is Ki'ilu seeing the new moon through the Edom telling it to them. There's two ways of how you can have a Kiyum of Kazarei V'Kadesh. Either the Dayanim seeing it through their own eyes, or the Edom bring their Riyah to Beis Din, and now it's as if, it's considered as if Beis Din is seeing it through the words of the Edom. And that's a Kiyum of Kazarei V'Kadesh. So if so, what would be if Edom come and tell us an Edus that they saw the new moon on Yom Chav Tes? Seif Yom Chav Tes, they tell us that they saw the new moon. But Beis Din didn't have a chance to be Mekadosh the Chodesh Al Pi that Hagadas Edus because it got late and it became night. So then Beis Din won't be able to be Mekadosh the Chodesh the next day based on that Haggadah Seidus of yesterday, because it's lacking in Kozera Evi Kadesh. Just like if the Dayanim themselves saw it on Seif Yom Chav Tes, they can't be Mekadosh the next day based on their Riyo. So too, if Edim told us the Eidus on Seif Yom Chav Tes, Beis Din can't be Mekadosh the Chodesh the next day based on that Haggadah. Because the way Haggadah Seidus works is because that's a oifin, that's a way of the Dayanim seeing it. So it's not better than if the Dayanim themselves saw it on Seif Yom Chav Tes, that they can't be Mekadosh the Chodesh the next day. And this din is Meduyik in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Dalet Ois Vav. He says that if Edim came one day and they told us the Edus, and Beis Din didn't have a chance to be Mekadosh the Chodesh Al Piyam, the next day Beis Din has to re-be Mekabel their Eidos. They can't just paskin directly Al Pi yesterday's Eidos. They need a new Kabbalah's Eidos. So if so, now we have a beer in the Rashba. The Rashba asked that if you see in the Havamin of the Gemara that if we would have been able to be Mekadosh to Chodesh Balayla, so then Beis Din could start the din by day and be Gomer Balayla, even though it's already Lamed Aleph. So you see, you can be Mekadosh Lamafreya. So why Lamaskana that you can't be Gomer the din Balayla? Why can't you just be Mekadosh to Chodesh Lamafreya on Yom Lamed Aleph? Says the Rashba that Bishlama, according to the Hava Amina, that you're able to be Mekadosh the Chodesh Balayla, then it's good. Because there was no Hefsik Zman, there was no interruption of a time, Sheinoi Roi L'Kadesh. But, L'maskonas HaGemara, that you can't be Goymer the Din Balayla, so then how could you be Mekadosh it the next day? There was a Hefsik Zman, there was an interruption of a time, Sheinoi Roi L'Kadesh Boy. So the Ran asked, what does the Rashba mean? But Lefi, what we just said, it's very good. The Rashba is saying that Bishlama, if there's no Hefsik Zman, that you couldn't be Mekadosh, like in the Havamin of the Gemara, so then, no problem, you could be Mekadosh the Chodesh Lamafreya. However, if there's a Hefsik Zman, Shein Roi Lekadosh Bay, then the reason why you can't be Mekadosh the next day is because it's lacking in Kozerei V'Kadesh. Not because of Lamafreya, but because it's not Kozerei V'Kadesh. Because since they said the Eidos yesterday, and then there was a time in between that was not Roy L'Kadesh, so then you can't be Mekadesh tomorrow based on yesterday's Riya, because it's lacking in Kozerei V'Kadesh. And Lefize, we have an answer to the Ritva's Kasha on the Rambam. The Ritva says that in our Mishnah, you see that if lo yispiku leimer mekudesh ad shechashecha reizem uber, you see that once the day passed, even though we already had a Riya yesterday, you can't be Mekadosh the Chodesh Lamafreya. It's a kash on the Rambam who says that there's such a thing as being Mekadosh the Chodesh Lamafreya. But according to what we're saying, it's very good. Because the Rambam is talking about a case where 4 or 5 days into the month, Edim come and tell us that they saw the moon on Lamed. So the Edim are bringing their Riya Lefanenu. So Beis Din has the Riya now, and therefore there's a Kiyum of Kozera Eva Kadesh. So because there's a Laz Bezdin, if Bezdin is not going to retract from this that they were Ma'abr the Chaydish, so Bezdin has the real Lifnehem, they have a Kazera Eva Kadesh, so Alts Laz Bezdin, Bezdin goes and retracts and is Mekadesh the Chaydish Lamafreya. However, in the case of the Mishnah, where the Riyah happened on Yom Lamed, or the Chakira Seidim happened on Yom Lamed, and Bezdin didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh Ad Shechashecha, so over there it's Harezem Ma'uber, because it's lacking in Kazer Eve Kadesh. The Chaydish already became Ma'uber. The yesterday's Riyah, yesterday's Eidim can't help us now, because it's lacking in Kazer Eve Kadesh. So there's no reason for us to be Mekadosh the Chodesh Lamafreya. There's no Laz Bezdin if we're not going to be Mekadosh at Lamafreya, because everybody knows there's a din of Kazer Eve Kadesh. So therefore, that's why the din is Harezem Ober.
And this is what the first Rashba in the Parak means to say. The Rashba is bothered that how come the din in the Mishnah is Harezem Ober, but isn't there a din of Mechzi Kishikra? So why aren't we Mekadosh Yom Lamed because of Mechzi Kishikra? The Sfasemis is bothered with the Rashba's question that since when is Mechzi Kishikra a reason to create a Kiddush? Bezdin didn't have a chance to say Mekudosh Ad Shechashecha, so who cares it's Mechzi Kishikra? But we didn't have a chance to say Mekudosh, so that's why it's Me'uber. The answer is that the Rashba holds like the Rambam, that there's such a thing as being Mekadosh the Chodesh Lamafreya. So the Rashba is bothered. So why aren't we Mekadosh the Chodesh Lamafreya? Because of Mechzi Kishikra. On that, the Rashba answers that over here in the Mishnah, there's no Mechzi Kishikra. Aval hacha hakol yoidin the mitzvah lekadesh al pi hariyah. Everybody knows there's a mitzvah to be Mekadosh based on a riyah. Fikivan shalehoya shows by yom lekadesh. And since there was no time in the day to be Mekadosh, hareza nikar lakoil. So it's nicker to everybody that it's as if no Edom came today. Because it's impossible to be Mekadosh because the Torah says Re'eve Kadesh. That's what the Rashba is saying. It's as if the Edom didn't come. Because since the way Edom works is that they bring the Riyah Lefaneinu, that we're able to be Mekadosh based on that Riyah. But since they came yesterday, and there was a hefsig zman, she'ein roi lekadesh, so our riyah became batal. So it's as if the Edom didn't come at all. And therefore the din is, harezem over. To summarize, the Rashba and the Ran are both bothered that in the Havamin of the Gemara, that you could be goymer the din of Kiddush HaChodesh Balayla, you see, l'chayra, that you could be Mekadosh l'chodesh l'mafreya. So why lamaskana that you can't be going with the din balayla? Why can't we just be mekadosh the chodesh lamafreya tomorrow? On that, the Rashba says because since there's a hefsig zman she'in roi lekadesh, so we can't be mekadosh the chodesh lamafreya. The Ran says that since you can't be going with the din balayla, that shows that the gemar is not nigrar basar da haschala. And therefore, we can't be goymer the din the next day because it's a problem of being Mekadosh Lamafreya. What's the beer in the Rashba? So we said that you see in Rashi Yisoid that for Kozera Eve Kadesh, you need that the Riyah has to be here lefonenu. And that's why by Re'u Balayla, you need two Dayanim to get up and testify, and they can't just rely on their Riyah, because the Riyah is not here lefaneinu the next morning. The Riyah is batal. And so too, we showed from Rashi on Daf Chaf that the way Eidos works by Kiddush HaChodesh is also because that's considered Kozera Eve Kadesh, which means that the Eidim bring the Riyah lefaneinu, and it's as if the Dayanim are seeing it through what the Eidim are telling us. So, if so, if Edom tell us an Eidos on one day, and we don't have a chance to say Mekudosh until the next morning, we can't rely on yesterday's Eidos to be able to be Mekadosh the Chodesh today, because it's lacking in Kozera Eve Kadesh. So that's what the Rashba means, that since there's a hefsek zman, shein roi lekadesh, between the Eidim telling us the Eidus on Yom Lamed and Yom Lamed Aleph, so we can't be mekadesh lechadesh based on that Eidus because it's lacking in Kazera Eve Kadesh. And with this, we answered up the Ritva's Kasha on the Rambam, that really, we could be mekadesh lechadesh lemafreya if Eidim bring us the Riyah 4 or 5 days into the month. That's because, since they're telling us the Eidus now, so we have a Kazera Eve Kadesh, so we're mekadesh lechadesh lemafreya. However, in the case of the Mishnah, where the Riyas Bezdin Mechol Yisrael, or the Hadas Eidim, took place on Yom Lamed, and now there was a Hefsig Zman, Shein Roi Lekadesh, between the Riyah, or the Hadas Eidim, and the time that you want Bezdin to be Mekadesh Lechadesh, they can't, because it's lacking in Kazer Eve Kadesh. And this is Mefurish in the first Rashba of the Parak.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.